GoFundMe for ICE agent raises $600,000 after fatal Minneapolis shooting. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2026. A GoFundMe for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officer who fatally shot a woman in Minneapolis has raised over $600,000. The fundraiser for ICE agent Jonathan Ross was created by a man named Clyde Emmons, who said on the page, "I feel that the officer that was 1,000% justified in the shooting deserves to have a GoFundMe." Noting all the money will go to help Ross, TMZ reported Monday. In an update on Sunday, Emmons said, "The creator of the Gibsonco Fund has direct contact with Jonathan. So I am in contact with him, gave him my number, and he said he would pass it on to John himself so I can finally add him as the beneficiary so he can get these funds he deserves." The money is pouring in after the agent shot the woman, identified as Renee Good, when she allegedly weaponized her vehicle and struck the agent with her moving car while ICE officers were performing immigration operations in the area on Wednesday, according to Breitbart News. When the initial shooting occurred, a group of people, apparently including Good, were trying to block the agents from doing their duty. Following the shooting, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said, "One of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers." Watch the video footage of the incident here. GoFundMe is reportedly reviewing fundraisers connected to the shooting to ensure they are compliant with our terms of service, a spokesperson told Newsweek. The spokesperson said GoFundMe's terms prohibit fundraisers that raise money for the legal defense of anyone formally charged with a violent crime. Any campaigns that violate this policy will be removed. Ross has not been charged with crime. The GoFundMe spokesperson added that the only verified fundraiser in connection to the shooting is the one to support Good's family, the article read.